Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. President Barack Obama is preparing for his penultimate State of the Union address at a time when his job approval rating continues on an upswing. Let's take the public pulse on Newsworks Tonight with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Let's talk about that job approval rating. How is it trending?
It has been trending up. This is not dramatic, mind you, but Obama's job approval rating has been very stable over the last year. I did a whole analysis of that and showed that basically it was just between, you know, the 42% and 43% range has been the mode for the year 2014. He occasionally was higher, a little lower, but not much off of that. But near the end of last year and then going into the first week of this year, it's been trending up. In fact, in the week that just ended, he was at 46% for the weekly average, and that's the highest weekly average for President Obama going all the way back to the summer and spring of 2013, more than a year and a half ago. So clearly his rating's on an upswing. We've had a couple of three-day averages now where he's been at 48% over the last couple of weeks, and those two are the highest we've seen in about a year and a half. So if you look at the graph, there's no question about it that the president's job approval rating has been edging upwards.
Fascinating in the context of his repudiation at the polls back in November. What are some of the factors that might account for the upswing?
Yeah, we've looked very carefully at it. One hypothesis is there's been kind of a holiday positivity. People are a little more positive around the holidays. But as I mentioned, this has continued after New Year's, so I'm not sure that's a hypothesis that really bears weight. I think part of it is the uptick among Hispanic voters. That's clear in our data after his immigration announcement, which came on November 20th. A week or two later, we saw Hispanic approval beginning to go up, way up from where it had been, and that drives the overall numbers up as well. And I think the more positive economy clearly is having an impact, because all of our historic analysis shows that a president's job approval rating is, generally speaking, pretty strongly correlated with the economy.
Has Gallup ever done a correlation match between prices at the pump and presidential approval rating?
Clearly, that's another factor. We haven't done a precise correlation, but obviously Americans are more positive about the economy in general. And when you're locally here in New Jersey, paying $1.99, less than $2 for a gallon of gas, that's got to have a positive impact on our overall way that we're looking at the world. And so when we call people up and ask them about Obama, maybe that translates into a little more positive reaction.
And more specifically, it must impact consumer confidence.
Yes, consumer confidence is up. In fact, we broke through the zero barrier. And let me explain that. Zero indicates that people are about as positive as negative. And it's been in negative territory all the way back to 2008 when we started tracking it. In other words, Americans more negative than positive. Yet for the first time over the last couple of weeks, that's broken through that barrier. And for last week, economic confidence was at a plus one. Now, that's not tremendous, but on a relative basis, that's great. We had a point, Dave, back in 2008 where it was at a minus 65. And during the government shutdown in the fall of 2013, it was at a minus 39. So to break through that barrier and be above water, so to speak, shows a really improving view of the economy on the part of the average American.
Can a line be drawn between consumer confidence and Americans rating their standard of living?
We can. Americans are always, as we've talked about many times, more positive about their own personal situation than about the national situation. And that's true when we ask about personal standard of living, but the two are correlated. Our standard of living index, where we ask Americans, how's your own personal standard of living? Is it getting better or getting worse? Is up to a plus 50 now. Notice that's very positive. And that's the highest that we've seen on that going all the way back to 2008 as well. That had dropped as negative as just a 15 or a 14, right in that range back in 2008. So clearly Americans are also getting more positive about their own personal situation at the same time that they're more positive about the national economy.
Oftentimes when we spoke over the past year, distrust in government was high among concerns of Americans, right up there with the economy. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is. When we looked at most important problem responses for all of 2014, we found distrust of government was right up there with the economy at the top of the list. And one manifestation of that is in party ID. We had for the year 2014, and this is very interesting, 43% of Americans who, when we ask them, what are you politically, identified as independents. That's the highest that we have seen in many, many years, going all the way back to the Reagan years. So I think one way that Americans deal with this, what should I say, negative views of what's going on in Washington is to say, I don't like either of those political parties. You ask me what I am, I'm an independent. Now, to be sure, a lot of those independents lean towards the Republican or the Democratic Party. and vote fairly reliably one way or the other. But in terms of self-perceptions, the way we want to see ourselves, more and more Americans are claiming the independent label rather than the partisan label as either Democrat or Republican.
Now, as you describe this increasing trend toward identification as an independent, I understand there's also a shift in the Jewish voting bloc.
There is, and that's quite fascinating. American Jews clearly are more Democratic. They always have been. And in our most recent compilation of data for the year 2014, 61% of Americans who identify their religion as Jewish say they identify as Democrats or lean that way, and only 29% say they identify or lean as Republicans. So that clearly shows a Democratic shift, a Democratic bias, a Democratic skew among Jews. However, our data show that that's a significant drop since 2008, when it was 71% and only 22% Republican, 71% Democrat, 22% Republican. So there's clearly been a narrowing of that gap, not major, but nevertheless a narrowing of that gap among the U.S. Jewish population between the Democrat and the Republican identification.
But clearly Jewish representation in Congress tilts Democratic.
That's right. I saw a Pew analysis recently of the religious orientation or religious identification of all members of Congress, and there were 28 out of the 535 Congress people and members of the Senate who identified as Jewish. And out of all of those, only one is a Republican. That's Representative Lee Zeldin of Long Island, who was just elected to office, and he replaces Eric Cantor. Remember him? He was the House Minority Leader who was defeated in his bid for re-election. He's from a Virginia district last year. He, prior to this year, was the only Republican Jewish member of Congress, so he's been replaced by Representative Zeldin. But clearly, overwhelmingly, the congressional representation that identifies as Jewish is almost all Democratic.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.